Probably the only thing to be with it was Joseph and the things like most men just care about. little baby that's a couple of hours old, in the middle of the chaos and commotion, running back on it with the animals and the sounds and the smells. Suddenly just wakes up and goes, oh, and looks around. No! When Jesus looked up, he was crying, and he did his wrong. Sorry, there was trouble, people of God. And he did his wrong. But it is so important for us that because when we remember that Jesus Christ was a baby, was a human being, when we remember that he was hungry and thirsty, and the slaughtered bulls around his queen and had a couple of hairs, when we remember that Jesus was fully human like us, as people of God, it changes us. It can help change what we think. Because when we think about a God who loved us so much that he sent his son to be one of us, this Jesus was truly one of us. He felt pain. He felt sadness. He cried at the death of his friend Lazarus. He felt joy. He felt happiness. He celebrated at the wedding of Cana. He turned water into wine. You know, Jesus was just like you and me, fully human. You know, I imagine running up and down the hills around the Nazareth when he's 12 years old. And if you slip and fell, you see his knee, didn't you? Yeah. It's so important to remember that this Savior, that this Jesus, was fully human. Because that means that as this Jesus goes out into the world, as Jesus the Christ goes out into the world, as he encounters the scribes, the Pharisees, his friends, the sinners, the tax collectors, as he encounters the people of the world in the world, he is one of them. He knows what it's like to be in pain. But he knows so much more, because he's not just one of us, but he's also God come down from heaven. He is the one that in his humanity